Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Coming to you live on Memorex. Default location, default route on a very, very, very windy day. I don't know if you can see, it's blowing the camera around. That'll change once I get along this walking area, which has a wall. But this is also a good test of my windshield, of my makeshift wind guard, because it is definitely windy out here today. Saw branches, palm leaf branches that fell, and the whole bit. And the funny thing, the cool thing about the palm leaf branches, they're pretty sizable and big, but they're light. It's almost like they're hollow. They're made out of really, really light wood or whatever material. So you can pick up a big one with like one hand. Still, you probably don't want one of those things falling on your head. But it was really, really windy. I mean, for California, can you hear it? Can you hear the wind? Can you hear that? You can probably hear it. Hear all that? That's wind, baby. But we out here still. Last night, got off work, feeling some kind of way. Kinda overdid dinner. Ate a whole bag of chips. Went back and ate the rest of the salad that I had. So I basically gained 0.2 pounds between my first weigh of the day yesterday and first weigh of the day today. Went from 11.4 to 11.6. But I know from experience that that'll weigh out. That'll play out. Either today or tomorrow. That'll play out. Figuring about when I should or go to the undisclosed location. Oh boy. Thinking about should go tomorrow, but my God, do I love being in my house. My God, do I love being in my own space. You have no idea. You have no idea. Well, I guess you might. I probably made enough videos about it. You just might have some recognition, just how deeply I love my space. Nice day out here though. It said it was 50 degrees on the weather app. I use Google. And not even an app, probably just the web page. You know, you go to the web page. I got the shortcut to Google Weather on my home screen. Said 50 degrees, so I was like, oh, it's warm. Then I opened up, looked outside, wasn't no sun. Wasn't a lot of sun. I don't want to say no sun, because there's some people right now experiencing true no sun. But it was, you know, blustery is the word I wanted to use. I was even thinking about wearing my sweat jacket on top of the sauna suit. It was that kind of looking day. But when I stepped out, the air was soft and it wasn't as, you know, cold as it seemed. But, so I just threw my hoodie on the balcony and kept going. You see, I got on my winter hat though. I'm out here. It's Tuesday. Yesterday at work, I did okay. Maybe even, well, for Jeffrey standard. For Jeffrey standard, I did definitely probably a little bit under okay. But the Jeffrey standard has to factor in the environment and the factors and the circumstances surrounding that performance. You know, how I felt. It's my first real Monday back, getting back into it, and all that other stuff. I got some stuff done though yesterday. Oh, here's the thing I want to talk about. I got some stuff done yesterday. And what I'm doing is I'm going through all these videos. I got thousands of videos. And I'm trying to organize them and manage the data and data storage and backup of all these videos. Thousands of videos. Granted, if I got 2,000, that's still thousands. Okay? That's 2,000. Two thousands is thousands. But I got way more than that. So I'm organizing them, and I look at a video from 2 years ago, and I'm wearing the same shirt that I was wearing when I looked at the video. And I was like, wow, that's 2 years ago. And it made me recognize just how fast or whatever time goes by. And I was thinking, in that 2 years, what have I gotten done? When I saw me wearing that same shirt, you know, like almost in the blink of an eye, it seems like, oh, it seemed like it wasn't that long ago when I just started wearing that shirt. I said, this is gonna be my bedtime or whatever shirt. You know, I'm gonna use this shirt. You know me, save the other ones for whatever reason. Save the other ones. I was like, it's been 2 years. And to me, that felt like a blink of an eye. And it got me to thinking, what have I accomplished in these 2 years? I mean, I'm definitely doing stuff. I'm enjoying it. Whatever it is I'm doing, it's coming from the heart and motivation. And oh boy. And I'm happy with what I'm doing. I feel like I'm accomplishing something. But as I step back and look, I ask myself, what am I accomplishing? What is it that I'm accomplishing? You know? What have I done? You know, sure, I'm making videos better. I published a lot of videos. I've developed a lot of thought and theory. You could put it that way, thought and just ideas and hypothesis. I've manicured my web pages. I think I've recorded some music. I've traveled. I've maintained the brand or my name in the P-Funk circles, in the annals of P-Funk history. I've done that. But there's like nothing tangible where I could say, well, other than, you know, I posted 200-300 podcasts to Apple and Spotify. I developed a strategy to record this and to record and get quality recordings and a system to which I can get those recordings and something, and you know, all that. But as far as saying, I guess I was looking for something like where I was saying, you know, I sold so many sold copies of my record, or I got so many hits on this website, or I built this website and this video has X amount of hits. It's probably nothing that can directly and tangibly show what I've accomplished in those years. Maybe it's all intangible, but yet progress. So I was like, what, you know, because one of the things that I learned years ago when, you know, I took a small business class or this or that, it's you got to have tangible goals. You know, there has to be metrics, tangible metrics. You have to set points to where you want to get to. They could be scientifically and tangibly displayed as having being met or not met. Like he said, hey, by this date, I want to have so many videos posted. Or by this date, I want to have this folder empty or all that. Yeah, you want to have something that you can actually objectively compare. You feel all that wind? You see all that wind? It's killing me. Woo! Woo! I don't know if you can see it or feel it. Woo! But it's out here. You can see all that. Leaves running down the street. So I think, what have I done in 2 years? What have I accomplished? And I almost got sad or disillusioned, or, you know, felt not let down, but, you know, like, huh, I ain't really did nothing. But I guess I could use that as a trigger or a means or incentive to lay something down, to actually, you know, set some metrics. Maybe, you know, some tangible metrics that I can meet or have to meet or shoot to meet. So like in a year, I want to release X amount of songs. You know, I want to have this website finished. I want to have this built. I still want to write my book. And all of that. You know, instead of just kind of, you know, going through it. It's not that I'm not getting anything done. I'm getting stuff done, but it's not directed. It's not precisely directed or orchestrated. Well, it's orchestrated and managed, but it's not, you know, focused. And maybe it's not focused as it could be. And part of it through my life has always been for it not to be focused. Just go, just do what you want. Do what you feel. You're being busy. You're getting stuff done. You're happy with the accomplishments you're doing, even though you may not have it put together in a manner to see how it's going to come together, or with the, you might not even know why you're doing it. But you have a strong urge and motivation to do it, and you're doing it. So just let that ride, and let's just see what happens. I may be at a point now where I need to wrap it up and make it more focused and detailed into the things that I want to accomplish. that would facilitate a manner of urgency that I've been talking about. Because I ain't gonna live forever. And there's certain things I want done before that time comes. So I was thinking about that. Like over the years, I look at my videos I made, just my setup, you know, the quality of them. You know, how I first started off making videos. Definitely major, major quality improvement. Major quality improvement. It's major, you know, just a lot, you know, that part I perfected. You know, that part, not perfected, but I got down. I can definitely see the tangible advance in that. So that part, I do okay. But what have I tangibly done or can show as being produced in that 2 years seems to be the question. Not that I'm worried about it, but I guess I am since I'm talking about it. Worried is a strong word. I'm just concerned. It's got my attention. It's got my attention. Let's leave it at that. So I guess I should set some metrics, get a planner, make a plan to achieve this, achieve that by a certain time. Focus my direction. I may start thinking about that. So what do I want to do? What do I want to accomplish? I definitely want to release some music. That might be number one. I want to release some music. I want to get my websites together. And the idea for that is Jeffrey TV is the pinnacle, is the top. And then from Jeffrey TV, it branches off to my other websites that will hold the data information from that. And it may be that I don't even need websites. Do we even need websites anymore? I think we do. Because when I think about companies or how many times I actually go to the website, I still go to websites. Like Hertz, the airline website, they still work. But that's for registering stuff. But to get information about a specific product or something, I always like to go to the website. You can't, well, you don't necessarily get that stuff off of Facebook and like Instagram pages or anything. So, you know, it's like for this, to have a website. And I have websites for different aspects of the philosophical paths that I want to explore. Like the demystification process is an avenue I want to explore. Exploring not so much the myths, but the way we think and how and why we think. definitely atheist walking, explore the atheism, theory of universe, explore how I think the universe got here, this or that. The new black think. That's, you know, black people in politics, and maybe politics in general. And, you know, Jeffrey TV just be about life and everything that comes under that. PFunk1.com, the P-Funk aspect of everything. We Funk Me. It'd be releasing music. That'd be, could be my music release site. And I think We Funk Me is a label that I have in Disco. DistroKid. And then there's also Organic as Funk. Music I did with Mello, Mark, and Tony, and Alan, and Charlie, and Larry Jazz, and a bunch of people, I guess, huh? So I got stuff, you know, and I'm like building, I'm slowly building an infrastructure slowly coming together. I mean, it's been coming together, it's just developing. But it kind of came together on it, not on its own, but you know, just kind of me doing things, me trying this, me putting that together. Came together, I would say, without a real detailed plan, but an overall idea of what I wanted. So I got some stuff in place. There's definitely things in place. So I got things in place. The process of releasing music is in place. The equipment to do it. Maybe even my reputation. You know, if I was needed to ask, I could probably got a few asks I could make of people to do this, to do that. Windy. I don't know if y'all can see it. I got a few asks I could probably pull in. So, I think that's what I'm gonna do. I think that's what seeing that video and having it trigger my thinking of time and accomplishment, and seeing that, hey, I've been wearing the same shirt for 2 years. Time flies, that's 2 years. What have I done in that 2 years? And it might not have been 2 years. It could have been like a year and a half, just the way, you know, the dates fall. But the idea was still triggered. The thought was already created. And I think that's the point. That's how windy it is out here. And I think that's the point. So maybe that's what I'm gonna do. You know what else too? I'm finding, well, this is a whole different subject, but lately I've been pace walking. I don't know if I talked about it here, but I've been pace walking at 125 steps a minute. And I definitely talk about it here. At lunchtime and break time. Doing when I'm working. So I'm stepping at 125 steps a minute. I go a lot faster too. Cut off like almost 5 minutes on my lunchtime walk. And I think it's spilling over into my big morning walk. Because I just walk from there to there in 48 minutes. I think it's my whole overall walking speed has improved. And I can feel it. It's just become naturally easier to walk faster. Or I'm naturally walking faster. It feels good. And I'm losing weight, regardless of what happened yesterday, last night. And I might want to reevaluate my quote unquote salads. I may want to reevaluate my quote unquote salads. Are they really salads? Just because a cheeseburger got lettuce on it, don't make it a salad. But what's the definition of salad? A whole bunch of things thrown together in a bowl, right? A salad. You could have a meat salad, a meat and cheese salad. So technically, it's a salad. It may not accomplish what you want it to accomplish, calorie-wise and dietary-wise. Technically, it's still a salad. Whew. Well, I'm feeling fairly good. I don't know if I want to go out to the remote location, the undisclosed location tomorrow. I don't know. I would love not to. Flat out. And if I do, I'm coming back Saturday morning. And I think the fact that I'm even saying it that way, the fact to say, and if I do, I'm coming back Saturday, that lets me know that I probably shouldn't go. That my heart really isn't in it. When was the last time I was out there? It was the 29th or the 28th. I come back, Christmas was on Wednesday, 25th, 6th, 7th, 8th. I think I came back the 28th. So, I came back the 28th. So, I think, and today's the 7th. So, I guess I've been here. I came back about a week ago. It's been about a week. And before that, I think it was like almost, hey, Happy New Year to you. And I think it's been about, before that, I think it was like a month. And basically, I go out there and see my mother. You know? She's ailing and going through some stuff. And, you know. How can you blame her for not wanting me out there all the time? I mean, the sunshine of the universe. Burden. Burden I've learned to live with. Her firstborn. You know. My presence is to say greatly appreciated is an understatement. Even though I don't really do nothing. Really, I don't do nothing but complain about having to do stuff. The woman who's done more for me and given me more than any person in the history of the universe is the need of caregiving assistance. And it ain't in me. I'll empty my bank accounts out and pay somebody to have that happen. As long as it ain't me. Ain't my fault if I'm spoiled. Whatever I am, they made. That's what I'm going with. Whatever I am, it's their fault. And I wasn't raised to be that. Or I evolved not to be that. I don't have that compassion. I don't have that inclination. It doesn't, I don't sit there and see a person in a situation and feel that much empathy. It's just not there. I just, you might want to deal with that. But I take that back. Is there anything I can do? Anything I can help? As long as I ain't got to touch you or clean up nothing. But then again, even if she's like, can you hand me my... She'd be like, can you clean my glass? I can't help it. And it's not fake. It's not like I'm faking it. Woo. Not like I'm faking either. This comes from my gut. I feel it in my gut. And I don't know if it's true or not, but I say, I don't like people asking me to do stuff for them because I don't ask people to do stuff for me. At least I haven't, or for the most part, I don't. Well, I'm gonna say haven't. For the most part, I don't. Probably been years. And I don't think I can remember asking anybody to do something for me. Oh, the last thing I asked, I think I asked my niece to go by my house and restart my computer. And she did it. I think that's the last time I can remember asking somebody to do something for me. Or I asked Jesse to pick me up from the airport. He's been real good at that, picking me up at the airport every time I go back. In fact, I got to let him know. Again, I'm going to be there February 1st. But I'm flying into Cleveland. So I could rent a car. See, the routes changed. Spirit Airlines routes changed. I had this flight that I was flying to Pittsburgh. It was perfect. Actually, it wasn't perfect. No, Cleveland was the perfect one. The first Cleveland, Spirit Airlines into Cleveland was really the first perfect one. That was perfect. Because I would get there at Cleveland. And I could rent a car. I could rent a car in Cleveland at 7 o'clock in the morning. So, and then the flight, Spirit Airlines, they changed to Pittsburgh. And you get there like 5 in the morning, but the car rental place don't open up till 8. So I have to hang out. So I'm like, damn, what the hell is that about? So now I'm finding the route changed. The best route Frontier has to Cleveland, one stop. I used to be able to get a nonstop into Cleveland. Oh my God. I used to be able to get a nonstop into Cleveland, rent the car at 7 o'clock in the morning, and get to Youngstown. It's windy, there's a wind. I used to be there. That was just beautiful, nonstop. And I think it was like 11 to 6 or something like that. 11 p.m. California time. And arrive, I don't know, but it was. I didn't have to take off work early. I could get off at the same. Woo! Woo! Yeah! Woo! Yeah. You too ready to get off. Ah! I don't know if y'all can't feel that. Woo. That was the flight, boy. LAX to Cleveland, Spirit Airlines, cheap. nonstop. Get off the plane, grab a car, drop it off in Youngstown. Woo! And that was back when I would keep the damn thing for the whole 2 weeks I was there. And I started to realize, if I'm working, I ain't going nowhere. That car just sit. And I'm paying $600 to have that car sit. I'm like, nope. So I just rent it, and then they found a way to, I think I had down to like $50. Rent the car for $50, take it back to Youngstown. I think it came to $150, I keep it from Saturday to Monday. Then I realized I didn't even need that. Then that price went up. No, Pittsburgh, it didn't open up till 8. So I was getting there like at 6, and had to wait till 8. And then rent a car and go through all of that. So Jesse started picking me up. That's cool. I gotta let him know I got another one happening February 1st. So I might, but I do like renting a car and driving it myself. I do like, you know, I like doing everything by myself style. I do like renting a car and driving in Youngstown. Having that moment with just me, the freeway in Youngstown. Coming in, you know, just kind of chilling, you know. I was gonna say, and go to Sparkle, get my food and all that, but I can use my daughter's car. Because when I get there at that time, they definitely still sleep. She be like, don't be coming there making all that noise. Like, don't be coming there making all that noise. I was like, okay. I won't. Just get the car, get her car, go on a Sparkle, get my stuff. A lot of times I get there, bring my stuff in the house, and get in bed. Get a nap before it wakes up. Because when it wakes up, it's on. For both of us. I'm turned up too. You know, I turn up, she turn up. And it don't stop until the next day when her father come pick her up. And then she come back Tuesday, which is almost like perfect. Come in, you get that Jill, the granddaughter, that mainline injection. And then she take off for a day or so and I can relax and get a day of work in without, you know, having her around. You know, she's definitely a distraction, but distraction makes it seem like it's too derogatory or too negative of a word, sounding of a word. You know, the connotation of it seems to be a little bit more negative and harsh than what it really is. Because she's definitely a distraction. Hell, everything is a distraction, if you think about it. But, you know, so we got our routine down. I get to Youngstown, maybe in this time, I'm gonna go to the Sparkles in Austintown. I'm not gonna go to Sparkle on South Avenue. It's gonna be a change, legacy change. It's gonna be a legacy change. So I'll drive out to Austintown and go to that Sparkle. And like I said, it's not so much that there was ants on the chicken. It's not so much that it's unremodeled and the floor seemed like it's dirty. It's the selection. It's the selection I'm concerned with. It's like I might be missing out on stuff. And that is what really concerns me, because I like going into the old Grammy hole in the wall grocery store. It's notorious in Youngstown. All the Youngstown groups, people be posting. Like somebody posted, you know, my daughter shared a post she found of somebody showing ants in the chicken at Sparkle on South Avenue. And then I go in there and I see them. They're not in the chicken, they're like on it. So, you know, the chicken was good. I ate it anyway. I bought 2 packs. Shit, that chicken was good. Big, meaty drumsticks. Threw them things in the air fryer for not too long. Cause black people, y'all be overcooking your chicken. Woo! Them things was good. Lemon pepper. I don't even think I put any salt. I think I just put lemon pepper on it. Woo! Did I put oil? I don't even know if I put oil on it. My God. Thinking about them things now. And it was like 99 cents a pound. It was cheap. I hear drumsticks are $1.99 a pound at Ralph's. Of course, that Ralph's down there is pristinely clean, over 24 hours. Pretty damn good selection. You pay for it. You pay for what you get. You definitely pay for it. Good service in that place. Been going there for over 20 years. In fact, it used to be a Safeway, then a Vons, now it's a Ralph's. Or something like that. I don't know why. No, it wasn't no Albertsons. Let's not go that far. Albertsons was up the street. Albertsons turned to Super King or John's. No, Albertsons turned to Super King, I think. I think that's where the Albertsons building was. Used to go up there to get my fried chicken. Yeah. They got a giant eagle back there. But you know, I love my Sparkle. Love my Sparkle because they local brands and, you know, not so much. But giant eagle got their own, you know, food, their own brand. I like off-brand. I like the off-brand stuff. The store brand. Great Value is my favorite. Like Stater Brothers got Craven chips, Great Value chips. Giant Eagle got their brand of chips. You know, and they have Puffs and Corns and Doritos stuff, you know. They're variations of the major products. Grocery stores are important. Grocery stores are important. Ever since I was with the Russian and she was cooking them home-cooked meals and I got used to eating home-cooked meals. I remember that. I just couldn't eat fast food anymore. It got to the point I couldn't eat fast food. Now, you know, of course, I'll eat it. And I'll, you know, get me In-N-Out burger every now and then. This and that. But my first inclination, when I got a day off, and I can eat anything in the world, is to go and cook something. And not really cook. Maybe heat up, you know. It's the home, probably still in a box, and probably maybe even still processed. It's definitely probably still processed. But, you know, just going to fast food, other than cha-cha's. Cha-cha's is good. That Mexican food out there in the undisclosed location. That's good. So, Cleo's and Leo's fried chicken, but that's from a grocery store. In-N-Out every now and then. Even the pizza. I'd rather go and get a take and bake pizza from Ralph's, take it home and cook it, then go to Little Caesars. The Little Caesars was hitting for a while. Then I got one that wasn't good, and it kind of threw me off. Little Caesars deep dish stuffed crust was good, but I got one that wasn't cooked all the way or something. And that kind of just, ever since then I've been getting it from the grocery store. Even got a DiGiorno's stuffed crust deep dish. Paid $11.99 for that pizza. I think it was New Year's Day or something. It was a special occasion for me to pay $11.99 for a pizza, for a DiGiorno pizza. It was good. Don't get me wrong, it was good. 2.5 feet of cheese. That was the selling point. So, You know. Happy Tuesday. On this blustery Tuesday. Gotta figure out what I'm gonna do. If I'm gonna go out there tomorrow. I don't want to. There's no doubt about that. I do not want to. And I wrote my mother back. And I told her like almost a couple weeks ago, whenever. I said, I'm sure I'll be out there soon. And I'm already thinking, oh, Wednesday, go out there. I should go out there and get it over with or whatever, whatever. This morning, she's going to text me when. And I go, oh, Jesus. I mean, but the bottom line is, if I don't want to, I shouldn't. And I definitely don't want to. But usually I do, and it's okay. You know, there's some stuff, especially dealing with her, all throughout my life that I didn't want to do. But then after I did it, it turned out okay. Anyway, 46 minutes, I'm tired. 46 minutes for this video. I think is good enough, whatever that means. Because there, enough is relative. And what does enough really mean? Do I feel satisfied? Enough. Enough means satisfied or whatever. That feels good. Tuesday. And see, the thing too is, if I go out there tomorrow, I gotta go in the office, so I go after work, which is kind of cool. So I'd have to pack up everything today doing work and be ready when I leave here, when I leave for work tomorrow, not come back until Saturday. Well, let me touch base with people. And Pittsburgh plays Saturday. That's why I'm coming back. They play at 5. So I'm coming back Saturday morning. If I get up, I do my walk out there, come back, get dressed, take off. I might do something like that. But you can see it's on my mind. Hey, I don't think you're supposed to be on that street. I think that's for buses only, buddy. I think that's for buses only. Oh, he with the, they look like workers. Swinging on y'all. Am I? Am I swinging on y'all? And if Pittsburgh go to the Super Bowl, I gotta figure that out. Cause I got tickets. I got a $200 ticket to see P-Funk in Cleveland, front row. And that's on the 8th. So I guess, do I want to, if you're going to spend X amount of dollars on a Super Bowl ticket, you kind of want to go in there and take it all in. But would I really participate in the festivities? Because there is a flight from Cleveland to New Orleans. Did it get me there well in time for the game? I just have to get a room or a place to store my luggage or rent a car and car camp, get on a flight the next day, come back, park the car somewhere in New Orleans, sleep and do whatever I got to do in it. Also the car will keep my luggage and stuff. Can't take the luggage into the game. So, you know, all that has to be factored, depending on if the Steelers go to Super Bowl. If they do, chances are they would have to beat the three best teams in the AFC. They would have to beat Baltimore. That's who we play Saturday. Then they'd have to beat Buffalo. No, I think the Chiefs. Probably have to go to the Chiefs. We'll probably be the lowest seed. We probably go to the Chiefs. And then the Buffalo. And if we win those games, we deserve to be in the Super Bowl. And the way they're playing now, I'm not optimistic. And it's not just the way the player performance. It's scheme and strategy and everything. I've been saying it for years. It's just not sophisticated enough on both sides of the ball. You just can't run people over anymore. You got to at least try to outthink them in some way or another. And the Steelers continue to be outcoached year after year. A lot of fingers are pointing at Tomlin. So I'm saying, I've been saying that, I said it last year too. Then they brought in Arthur Smith, but he kind of rudimentary too. He kind of like basic and simplistic and ugh. So you go from there. Anyhow, swinging on your two times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.